Around the country, this country, acts of violence against Muslim Americans are being countered by acts of protection. In the San Francisco Bay Area, volunteers guard Muslim and Middle Eastern schoolchildren and shop owners. In Chicago, vigils are taking place in two mosques, and for over a week, people have been watching over the Idris Mosque in Seattle. Jason DeRose of member station KPLU visited the mosque and has this report.
If you didn't know what happened on September 11th, you'd think it's the mosque's 4th of July picnic. U.S. flags flutter in the yard, people sit on lawn chairs, eat potato chips, drink Diet Pepsi, and chat about the news. Because of what did happen that Tuesday, and a subsequent arson attempt at the mosque, people are here to keep a watchful eye on the building and protect it from more violence. Linda Noble is a Russian language translator who volunteers on her days off.
I think it's important people of all different faiths show their support. We're all Americans. This isn't about Islamic people. It isn't about people from the Middle East. It's a terrible tragedy for everybody in this country, and including the people who worship here at this mosque.
Noble took the 2 to 6 p.m. shift. Sitting on a plastic lawn chair, she waves to passing drivers who honk in support.
Yesterday when I was here, it was the first day where I felt, I'm going to say normal again, but the grief started to lift because being here, I was absolutely overwhelmed. First, when you come up, you see the flowers. It's just absolutely amazing.
The flowers are another sign of support. Bouquets of irises, sunflowers, and mums started appearing at the mosque shortly after the attacks in New York and D.C. Candles bearing the image of the Virgin Mary lined the steps to the mosque's front door. Sitting on the steps, Liz Churchill says she heard about watchful eyes at Quaker meeting. She says she's concerned not only for innocent Muslims here, but for the followers of Islam around the world.
I definitely agree with the peace testament that most Quakers share, which is to love the light in all people, and so there's a deep fear in me that the country is going to forget that the people in Afghanistan or other countries are innocent civilians with families too.
Idris Mosque has been on this corner in North Seattle since the early 1970s. Jamil Abdul Razak helped found the House of Worship and says he's overwhelmed by the mosque watchers' outpouring of goodwill.
They have volunteered to take people if they're afraid, scared, to their home and give them sanctuary. They have volunteered to take women out for shopping if they're scared, and that's very heartening.
Good night.
Good night. Bye. As the late afternoon shift changes over to the evening watch, John Wooster stands sentry on the sidewalk near a hand-lettered sign that reads, God Bless American Muslims. This is the retired Presbyterian pastor's fourth night on patrol. He's glad so many people, including President Bush, are defending American Muslims. But he's distressed over what he calls the president's use of religious language, good versus evil, to describe a political situation, America versus terrorists.
And when from the highest office in our government that kind of language is used, it seems to me it's just an attempt to stir up a kind of blind patriotism that says we can do no wrong, and anybody who doesn't follow our style of life must be evil.
Wooster says the attempted arson and the watchful eyes are signs this society, too, contains evil and good, which is why he and others plan to spend their evenings at Idris Mosque until those who worship here feel safe again. For NPR News, I'm Jason DeRose in Seattle.